Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Intel has officially wrapped up development of Clear Linux, their once ambitious Linux distribution, focused on performance and simplicity. Their final performance benchmarking is now public, with results that put Clear Linux in a competitive position on AMD's EPYC server hardware, even when capped at 512 threads. Despite that limit, the benchmarks indicate there's still significant performance headroom for optimizing workloads in data centers and cloud environments. For system administrators and enthusiasts, those numbers are proof that lean distributions with smart optimizations still have a useful role to play in a world dominated by heavyweight systems. Shifting to important software updates, the GNU C library, also known as glib, has just reached version 2.42. This update introduces new mathematical functions, brings improvements to terminal handling with better support in Termios.h, and patches several long-standing security issues. These changes signal the ongoing commitment from maintainers to improve system stability and security across all platforms, where glib.libc is a key pillar. On the security front, multiple Linux distributions, namely Fedora and Oracle, have shipped critical updates addressing vulnerabilities scattered across a broad range of packages. These often overlooked updates play a huge role in keeping infrastructure secure and, crucially, stress the routine maintenance all SYS admins must perform to defend against ever-evolving threats. Drilling into the Linux kernel itself, the latest batch of updates comes with several noteworthy enhancements aimed at networking and device drivers. The Broadcom B53 driver now officially supports BCM5325 switches, expanding options for hardware while boosting stability and performance in enterprise networking setups. Realtek's R8169 driver, long relied upon for wide-ranging Ethernet compatibility, now boasts energy-efficient Ethernet support at 5 gigabits per second, specifically for systems using the RTL8126 chipset. It's another step forward for greener, faster local networking, especially as the demand for high-throughput connections grows in offices and homes alike. Over on the wireless side, a slew of new regulatory tweaks have landed in Linux's Wi-Fi stack, particularly improving usability and compliance for 6 GHz Wi-Fi devices, an increasingly important band as devices and regulations rapidly evolve. One practical impact here: the kernel now supports more effective multicast routing for locally generated traffic, meaning system processes and applications can take greater advantage of network data within enterprise and home environments. This kind of ongoing improvement in networking code is what underpins Linux's status as a go-to platform for everything from cloud infrastructure to consumer routers. Moving across to software engineering trends, the topic of policy as code, or PAC, is gaining serious momentum, particularly in cloud-native deployments like Kubernetes. By integrating policy management directly into code and deployment pipelines, organizations are developing much more sophisticated governance frameworks that don't slow down delivery cycles. This trend dovetails beautifully with DevOps best practices, allowing teams to automate everything from security checks to compliance enforcement, all while remaining agile and adaptable. For anyone adopting modern container orchestration or platform engineering, the PAC model is rapidly becoming essential for managing risk at scale. Turning now to hardware, the Raspberry Pi RP2350 microcontroller has drawn a lot of interest lately, both from hobbyists and the embedded systems community. In fact, a recent hacking challenge exposed several security vulnerabilities, prompting the Raspberry Pi Foundation to issue updates and demonstrate their commitment to responsible disclosure and quick mitigation. Hot on the heels of that news comes the announcement of the RP2354, a new variant that promises fresh capabilities and a further boost to the Pi family's reputation for innovation. Expect ongoing momentum from Raspberry Pi as more makers, educators, and professionals tap these microcontrollers for everything from automation projects to prototyping IoT devices. On the kernel front, the Linux 6.17 update is especially notable for its focus on user space efficiency and data integrity, a core theme in this week's stack of improvements. New system calls like file_getaday and file_setyar and give user space applications more fine-grained access to file attributes, which should make life easier for developers handling complex storage or backup scenarios. The kernel now also introduces improvements for handling so-called zero writes on SSDs, resulting in faster, more reliable drives, particularly desirable in high transaction environments. But perhaps the biggest headline is resilience in multi-device file systems. The likes of BTRFs and BCA chefs now manage individual device loss without causing complete shutdowns, making downtime and data loss far less likely in production systems. For anyone running RAID setups or juggling multiple disks, this is a tangible win for data availability and peace of mind. Canonical, the company behind Ubuntu, has also announced a pivotal change to its kernel strategy. Development builds will now routinely pull in new upstream kernel releases, not just for their stable channels but across the board. The upshot? Bugs and issues can be spotted and resolved much earlier in the dev cycle, meaning better-tested final releases and fewer unwelcome surprises for users and downstream projects. Developers and testers are encouraged to take advantage of this new cadence and contribute feedback to ensure upcoming Ubuntu versions meet high expectations for stability and performance. Cybersecurity remains front and center with a recent cyber attack targeting Aeroflot, Russia's flagship airline, causing major operational disruptions and reinforcing the message that robust digital defenses are no longer optional, they're mission critical. These incidents, increasingly frequent and impactful, highlight how geopolitics intersects with cybersecurity and why every organization should have a tested plan to manage crisis events. Shifting gears once more, let's talk cryptography and high-performance data integrity. Google engineers have been pushing patches that enhance the Linux kernel's CRC32C code. With AVX512 optimizations, data validation becomes dramatically faster, which is a big win for people running at-scale storage or high-frequency trading setups that can't compromise on speed or reliability. Meanwhile, in the world of fintech, PayPal's recent move to allow payments directly with cryptocurrency is attracting plenty of commentary, as it addresses some of the friction in cross-border transactions with an eye to broader crypto adoption. There's still debate around mainstreaming crypto and the infrastructure required, but steps like these suggest that major players see a viable future blending traditional finance with digital currencies. On the user interface front, Mozilla has just launched an overhaul of the Firefox add-ons website. Much improved navigation, better accessibility, and a more user-friendly experience for anyone hunting for that perfect browser extension. The redesign not only helps tech-savvy users, but also makes it much easier for everyday people to enhance their browsing while staying private and secure with carefully audited add-ons. For developers, this revamp means increased discoverability for your projects, potentially leading to greater adoption and hopefully more feedback from real users navigating your extensions in the wild. While we're on the subject of operating systems, let's touch on the latest critique of Windows 11. Many users and analysts are growing wary of its increasingly invasive advertising and the expansion of AI-powered monitoring tools embedded in the OS experience. The sentiment is clear. Users feel the system is becoming less about personal productivity and more about serving the interests of big corporate players. Privacy advocates and power users alike are now evaluating alternatives, revisiting Linux and other open-source solutions that put control back in their hands. This shift re-emphasizes the ongoing importance of transparency and user agency, especially as digital environments become more complex. To wrap up, the technology landscape this week is one of rapid evolution, powered by advances in performance, security, and automation, while also bringing questions about privacy and user empowerment to the fore. Whether you're developing infrastructure, securing critical data, or just tweaking your own digital workflow, it's vital to stay current and adaptable. With each kernel patch, software release, and hardware innovation, the open source community proves its ability to keep pace with the demands of a changing world. If you want to leverage technology effectively and protect your digital assets, awareness and proactive strategy remain your best tools. Thanks for listening.